Glass in the Morning, Big Show Friday, Labor Day weekend edition, Chuck Crabb style.
Enjoying immeasurably.
Got a lot of red and white in this studio this morning.
Yeah, we're covered, aren't we?
I don't have my flag pull up yet, but if I had one, I would be raising that flag. And the man who sat with not very many Florida International fans, looked like there were more Hoosier fans than Panther fans.
Yeah.
Joe Smith, live from, you're not from Miami, but you haven't been home very long, have you?
No, not this morning. Thanks to Jimmy for raising that flag there, Charles.
Absolutely, yep. He's
give
my man.
Give him my kudos.
I surely will.
That's exciting, Joe. And a week one game, the opening night curtain raiser for Indiana football, at times looked like the first game of the season. But in the second half, Joe, you kind of figured out why Kevin Wilson was rotating a lot of players, which maybe led to that unevenness. And the Hoosiers take care of business on the road. They take care of business in the second half. And for once, it's the defense we're talking about as opposed to the high-octane offense. Tell us what you saw in a fantastic opening night victory down in South Florida.
Well, it was a happy touchdown with our United Charter at Monroe County International at 4:15 this morning, but not as happy as T. Gray Scales' pick six, 4-6, with less than 4 minutes left that put a period exclamation point on Thursday night season opening win over Florida International down in steamy Miami, 34-13, and watching new defensive coordinator Tom Allen exploding in joy along the sidelines as Scales picked the second score of the night, preceded by Rashard Fant's interception and return of 34 yards early in the second quarter. The first time we've returned two picks for six in 50 years. Coach Kevin's fifth straight season opening win last night, and despite a 22-0 whitewash in the fourth quarter that broke open the game, Kevin told us post-game, lots to clean up on. The Hoosier head man felt his offense left points on the field, 5 of 14 on third down conversions, and told us we gave up some cheap plays. But what he admired from his defense, they didn't rattle. In a close game that could have gone either way, they tackled well as a unit, and when it was all said, gave up only one touchdown, 63 yards rushing, and only 331 total yards. After a Panther 29-yard field goal with 8 seconds left in the third gave the Panthers the 13-12 lead, junior college quarterback Richard Lego got rolling. The drive of the night was a five-play 74-yard drive in just over 2 minutes. The offense scoring its first touchdown of the night with 270-pound tight end Danny Friend on the receiving end of a 21-yarder that put the Hoosiers up 20-13 with just inside the 13-minute mark of the game. Earlier, Lego hit Mitchell Page for 28. That was a key play. Came right back, then punctuated the drive, hitting Friend. And that was, of course, Richard's first aerial six as a Hoosier. Mentioning six, well, Lego scored six from six about 6 minutes later, culminating a nine-play 80-yard drive in 4 minutes. Game over, 27-13, just inside the seven-minute mark, and then Scales added the icing with his sixth career interception and his first career touchdown. Devine Redding had his fourth straight 100-yard game, taking us back to last year, now extending on into 2016, 22 carries, 135 yards. Indiana rolled up 486 yards, 240 of them coming from Lego on 18 of 27 passing. The Hoosiers win it 34-13, 22 unanswered in the fourth quarter, closing out Florida International down in Miami last night. A week from tomorrow, don't forget, it's the home opener, a little past four. The Ball State Cardinals come rolling into the Rock. Well, the Colts rested their starters. They wind up the exhibition 2-2. They win over in Cincinnati at Paul Brown Stadium Thursday night, 13-10. Plenty of high school football. Ninth-ranked 6A Columbus North, Tim Bless's Bulldogs, come in to open up Conference Indiana for Scott Bless. And the home opener for the North Cougars tonight at 7. John Callahan handles Chalk Talk and joins Dave Novak for the call. And North will be unveiling its brand new video scoreboard to maroon and gold faithful tonight. Edgewood's got a chance tonight. They match 0-2 marks over in Cloverdale. They go to take on the Clovers. Kickoff will be at 7 o'clock, and Franklin Central and 6th-ranked Bloomington South match 1-1 records. But this is a key one because it's the Conference Indiana opener. This game will start at 7:30. Bob Lovell in Indiana Sports Talk following our Cougar game with John and Dave a little bit later tonight. I'll take a peek and recap the scoreboard high school-wise, and we'll talk more about the balance that came forth last night against the Panthers for Indiana. A little pass. We told you Lego 240 up top. Nice running attack led by Divine Redding, but a lot of receivers, a lot of rushers that Kevin used last night got their feet wet, and we'll talk a little about that next half hour. And we got, as you guys suggested, just a super, super weekend of soccer opening up, not only on the high school beat out of Karst with the Hoosier Challenge Cup, but Amy's got a crew ready to go against LSU today, and then Todd all weekend long with the IU Adidas quality tournament coming up this Labor Day holiday weekend.
Big weekend, as we know, Joe, and a lot of guys carrying the ball, a lot of guys catching the ball, a lot of guys playing on both sides of the ball, and I think that was part of the key. The depth wore down Florida International. They had is there an NCAA rule that says you can just fall down after every play? Indiana gets a big gain and sit there for 30 seconds, take a timeout?
Florida International pulled out, if you remember, last year.
Yeah, I mean, they're just not in shape.
Ron Turner's been around the block. He knows that. And, you know, we counted, I think, three legit out of about 11 that
There's no less than 10 incidents, I know that.
Fell on the ground last night, and we're not talking –
the guy falls on the ground. They come out there and they say, "Hey, are you okay?" And then they pull him up to his feet. Then he jogs off the field.
Yeah. Number 93.
Exactly
I
right.
I can't remember. Big old defensive tackle. He did it three different times. Their linebacker, he's good. This Trayvon kid.
Yeah, so you give him a break. He had 13 tackles. He's at least doing something.
Yeah, he led him in tackles last night. But no, two things. One, it was men against boys watching our offensive line go against their defense.
They moved them off.
We were physically fit, and despite we kicked
it's
off
a sand pit.
It was 86 degrees at kick time. The relative humidity was 74%, and it felt like 93.
Had to. Yeah.
So that we had a 15 mile an hour breeze, but it's a little bit different kind of humidity down there. Believe me. I mean, we've dealt with our humidity here in the last couple of weeks, and it's just a different – it's muggier, if muggier
it's
is
thicker.
The word. But,
thicker.
Thicker. There you go. Thicker.
It's thicker, like thicker. Soup. All right, good stuff. We'll get caught up at 8:45. We'll get that high school scoreboard caught up. Tom Allen's daughter had a big night as well last night.
Yeah, Brittany's playing V-ball for Eugene Kim at Southside, and, the Allens had a nice first day of September.
Yeah, very nice. All right, Joe, great job as always, my
friend.
All righty. Joe Smith, 7:45. 8:45, fresh off the plane from Miami Beach. Joe Smith time. Say hello to Julie Warren. She'll make you bubble up this morning.
Oh, she always does. How you doing, Julie?
I'm doing great, Joe. How are you? Are you getting some rest?
Not yet.
Well, eventually.
It's right at the top of my to-do list here in about 13 minutes.
I love it.
You know what you should do? You should just take the poor man's Lexus down to the 17th Street parking lot and just lay on the hood like in the old days and watch that victory flag wave in the afternoon breeze, 77 degrees, put on a little
actually,
music.
I came around, which way did I kind of, I saw it waving last night after I got in the car.
Very nice.
The orange
lot. Yeah, it was
up and running.
It was in full bloom.
4:45 in the morning.
It was in full bloom.
And that's great to see, Joe, and a great night last night. Any win is a good win. When you win on the road in college football, there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. No, it wasn't perfect. It shouldn't be on week number one, but it's a lot easier to correct those mistakes with a victory in the win column than it is to talk about, geez, woulda, coulda, shoulda, maybe. It didn't happen. Indiana took care of business last night.
Well, after being held scoreless from the 13-minute mark of the second quarter through a very quiet third, a span of nearly 28 minutes, trailing 13-12 at the end of three in last night's season opener down in Miami, against Florida International. Kevin Wilson's offense put up its first touchdown of the year just inside the 13-minute mark of the fourth on a well-executed drive from junior college quarterback Richard Lego, then added two more for good measure, including Lego's first Hoosier rushing touchdown and Tigray Scales' first career pick six. And, well, Coach Kevin's crew flew in around 4:15 this morning, 1-0, after that convincing 34-13 win, Indiana's first season-opening win on the road in 11 years. The veteran offensive line just shoved and pushed and got physical, and that was really evident from the get-go last night. Indiana survived 5 of 14 on third-down conversions, a fumble lost, and 9 penalties for 74 yards. When things really, well, got a flow to it, then things got a little bit better. Lego's two scoring drives, for instance, in the fourth. One of them, 74 yards, 5 plays. The other, 9 plays, 80 yards. Richard had a very nice first game. The words of Coach Kevin in our postgame show with the head coach. Scales at night's end. Pretty well balanced. We're talking offense, 486 total yards, 246 on the ground, and Lego's 240 through the air with 18 completions. And mentioning those completions, 8 different receivers last night caught balls. Nick Westbrook had a nice game, caught 6 for 70 yards. 7 different rushers had run yardage, 135 topping the list. Divine Redding, his fourth consecutive 100-yard-plus game dating back to last year. As a matter of fact, when it was all said and done, 9 guys made their debuts up front defensively. Greg Gooch, we saw Jake Robinson, Patrick Dougherty, safety Tony Fields, and also true freshman Marcelino Ball at linebacker. He had 5 tackles. And, well, Coach Kevin liked the calmness, the composure that the defense presented itself in a tight game, saying to us in the post game, they didn't rattle. And as we told you earlier today, the 2 Hoosier interceptions for touchdowns, a Hoosier first in 50 years. Indiana also recorded its first safety in 7 years. But as Kevin said, there's so much to improve on, it excites me. And here comes Ball State. A week from tomorrow at The Rock, the home opener for the Hoosiers, a little past 4 o'clock. 34-13 down in steamy, humid Miami. Well, on the high school beat, before we get to football and talk more of it on the high school beat, around the county last night, as usual, busy Thursday night. Megan Higgins, again, the team medalist for Gary Lee's crew, the newly minted WIC champs earlier in the week. They won over at Forest Park by 13 shots over Northview. Megan shot a 42 for team medal honors. Boys soccer last night, 5-1. South beat Terre Haute North to remain unbeaten. Nate Sapol had a couple of goals and an assist. Girls soccer, Monrovia beat Edgewood 2-1. Ken Heidinger's top 10 ranked Cougars are 5-0, and they beat Terre Haute North 5-0 last night. South beat Terre Haute South 3-2. Matt Corey's Panthers are 5-2, and Edgewood completed the trifecta as Doug Hull's squad beat Linton 4-1. Volleyball, well, while Tom Allen was getting excited along the sidelines and watching 2 pick sixes for the first time in 50 years, his daughter Brittany came up with a season-high 9 kills. Ashley Elliott had 32 assists. Eugene Kim's crew, they are now 7-3. They won in 3 over Southport and a big Conference Indiana win. Disney Brownenberg's Volleyballers of North are 4-3. They took Whiteland in 3 straight. Julia Wood had a nice game, 4 aces and 9 digs. Big soccer weekend coming up, the Hoosier Cup for the boys and girls, all 3 local high schools out at Karst. In golf, the Big South Invitational at the Cades involving a number of teams. And as we look back at the Indiana schedule, women's soccer gets rolling with the Hoosier Cup with LSU, Amy Burberry's crew at 3. The men have at it with California at 8:30. And then on Sunday, come back with top-ranked Stanford at 7:30, while Amy's crew, this being a holiday weekend, will play Monday at 1 o'clock out at Armstrong at against Southern Methodist. High school football, well, we have 9th-ranked 6A Columbus North playing at North, the home opener for the Cougs. We wish them well tonight, 7 o'clock kick, Chalk Talk, John Callahan, Scott Bless at 6:30, Dave Novak joins John on the broadcast tonight. Edgewood and Cloverdale match 0-2 marks at 7 o'clock tonight over at Cloverdale, and Franklin Central's down at Huff Memorial to take on the 6th-ranked Panthers of Coach Mo. Conference opener for both the Panthers and Franklin Central will kick it at 7:30. Bob Lovell, don't forget Indiana Sports Talk, following our Cougar game tonight with John and Dave.
Busy, busy weekend. We will have one extra day to get it all organized, Joe, and we'll do it on Tuesday morning. And
yeah.
You'll get a nap in there at some point, I hope.
Well, we've got business. We labor on Labor Day. We meet with Kevin and Tom Allen.
Great.
So we're looking forward to that, to kick off Ball State Week.
And we'll have a super busy Tuesday as we wrap up a
yeah.
full weekend of sporting stuff. And we've got
yeah,
plenty of it for
you. Yeah, we're in
week four
now, the Monroe County High School beat, so we'll have all the headline makers on Tuesday.
All right, sounds good, my friend. Thank you so much for your effort. It's the best part of local radio, having somebody on the scene who was part of it and part of a victory. Great start, and enjoy your nap.
Yeah, it was a nice first one.
It was, and no bus ride either. That's the other good news.
Yeah, well... I'll tell you about, well, we had, it wasn't the trip, honestly, we took to Des Moines. No,
that's
but
good.
It was, you know, it was a little touch and go there going to Miami, okay?
All right. Well,
I'll explain it to you later.
Go good. I like that. Over a cold frosty, hopefully.
Yeah.
All right. Good stuff, man. We'll see you on Tuesday.
All righty. Have a good weekend, guys.
You too.
Joe Smith, 7:45, 8:45, even when he gets home at 4:45.